Hey, grown-ups, how would you like to pay your old imaginary friends a visit? Better yet, why not bring them to the movies to see If in theaters May 17th? Written and directed by John Krasinski and also starring Ryan Reynolds, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, and the voices of many more familiar favorites, If is the story of a girl who can see everyone's imaginary friends and her quest to reunite them with their imaginators. Bring the whole family to see If in theaters May 17th. I'm pretty sure imaginary friends get in for free. If. In theaters, May 17th. Hey, grown-ups. Power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder,
where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a
super tiny announcer.
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Flashlight, check. Shovel, check.
Oh, hey, Mindy.
Oh, hey, Guy Raz. Ooh, watch out for that mountain of t-shirts.
Mindy! Your closet is a mess, and is that a shovel, flashlight, safety goggles, compass? Are you going digging?
Yes, of course I'm not going digging, Guy Raz.
Phew.
We're going digging. Well, I can't seem to find my gasosaurus anywhere.
We are? I'm not sure I'm dressed to go digging in the tar pits of Mongolia or Antarctica.
Oh, it's not a problem, Guy Raz. We're digging right here in my closet. So if you get cold, here's a sweater. Grab yourself a shovel and a flashlight and pick a corner so you can start digging.
Okay, well, how will I know the Gasosaurus when I see it?
Easy! It's 300 pounds, 161 million years old, and sounds a little like... Found it! Oh, hey there, Gassy! Woo! So glad I found you. Guy Raz, we can start the show now.
Put down those shovels.
Quiet the roars.
And remove the goggles in 3, 2, 1.
And now for everyone's second favorite game show after kissing your fingers like you're a chef. Mwah. It's
2 whats and a wow.
Another prehistoric round of Two Whats and a Wow.
Two Whats and a Wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats. And the category for today is prehistoric animals. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with 3 scientific statements about prehistoric animals. But... this is a big but. Only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements about prehistoric animals is the one true scientific wow? Is it A, woolly mammoths danced like birds to attract their mates?
Or is it B, before humans existed, turtles were larger than cars?
Or is it C, Siberian unicorns produced 400 pounds of poop per day?
Okay, Wowzers, when you think you have the right answer, go 30,000 years into the past and tell it to the first person you see.
We're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll find out if your wow is the winning wow.
to What's in a While. We'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Okay, Wowzers, time is up. It's time to reveal the winning wow.
But before we do, let's do a quick review.
We gave you three scientific statements about prehistoric animals and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, woolly mammoths danced like birds to attract their mates?
Or was it B, before humans existed, turtles were larger than cars?
Or was it C, Siberian unicorns produced 400 pounds of poop per day?
And to answer today's question, joining us by phone, it's Izzy from Seattle, Washington. Izzy, what's the wow?
My wow in the world is that before humans existed, turtles were bigger than cars.
Winner, winner, T-Rex eggs for dinner!
Izzy, that is correct. Contestants, if you guessed the answer B, that before humans existed, turtles were bigger than cars, you found the winning wow. Congratulations, Wowzers!
Fossil scientists, known as paleontologists, found remains of a turtle that lived 5 to 10 million years ago and measured in at 9.5 feet long, the size of a mid-sized car.
And if you guessed A or C, you weren't too far off. While the woolly mammoth was slow on its feet, some dinosaurs actually danced like chickens to attract their mates.
And if you chose C, while Siberian unicorns certainly pooped, it was actually the mammoth that produced around 400 pounds of poop per day. That's like a whole piano's worth of poop. Now, Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Well, Mindy, all of our winning contestants today will be taking home their very own invisible prehistoric time machine.
Perfect for those who want to play with kangaroos before they learn how to hop, or run with whales when they were land creatures.
Well, congratulations to all of our winning wowzers. That's just about all the time we have for today.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Rock Talk.
So much of what we know about prehistoric life comes from rocks found by paleontologists and tinkerers like you. Wouldn't it be amazing if rocks could tell people the future of our lives?
You'll need pencils, markers, paints, or chalk, and some smooth rocks. And on those rocks, draw or paint what you want the scientists of the future to know about your life today. Love skateboarding, playing with your pet raccoon, corn? Draw it all on the rocks. And grown-ups, you can help by making sure that the rocks are placed in safe places.
And don't forget to take a photo or a video. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
That's all the time we have for now. Until next time,
keep on wowing. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to WOW in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Two What's in a Wow is executive produced by Meredith Halpern-Ranzer, Mindy Thomas, and me, Guy Raz.
Our writers are Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, Ruth Morrison, and Heba Gouda.
Sound production and design is by Elisheba Itoup and Marianne Lozano, with help from our senior producer, Jed Anderson.
Special thanks to the rest of our team of tinkerers, including Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Henry Moskal, Jessica Bodie, Jacob Stein, and Jason Rabinowitz.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And to keep the what's and the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can find our two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker playbook, interactive Kahoot games, and info on becoming a member of the World Organization of Wowzers.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Two What's and a Wow, and our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening and playing along. Meet us back here on Monday for Wow in the World.
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.